Welcome to the Kicking It with CU Soccer podcast. I'm Matt Lenneman, and each week I'll be joined by a member of the CU Soccer team as we talk about last week's game and get to know them a little bit better. This week, I'm joined by Jade Babcock-Chi, a sophomore midfielder on the team. All right, thanks for joining me on the second episode of the Kicking It with CU Soccer podcast. Thanks for being here, Jade.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So last week, CU was able to get the win 3-0 against UNC on a pretty chilly Thursday afternoon. You were a part of that game. It was your first start of the season. It was also, according to Coach Sanchez, it was your first start in the back on the defensive side of the ball. And I kind of wanted to, you know, hear how that was for you playing a little bit differently than you normally do.
Yeah, I'm normally a center mid, so I usually play holding mid or attacking mid or like outside mid. But in this preseason, I've been playing a lot of defense, especially outside back, like on the left side. And it's been a weird transition, but I think I've played it enough in practice. Like I'm feeling a little more comfortable. And after the first game, I definitely felt a lot more comfortable, especially being able to start the second game. I definitely fell into a good rhythm. So I'm excited to play there more, hopefully.
Yeah, you know, it looked like you played pretty well. I remember there was at least a couple plays like around the goal where you kind of like got in there and kind of like boxed the girl. I don't know what you call that exactly. What do you call that when you like
I guess like shielding the ball almost, like, or just kind of getting it like my body in front of it so that she couldn't get it. Yeah. Not really a name for it, but
okay, just wanted to make sure there was no soccer lingo, but
no, not really.
But yeah, I definitely noticed that you did that on that side of the ball. So then some curiosities, just diving into more of your background. Obviously, like a lot of people on the team, you have a lot of background in other sports besides soccer. And one of those sports really popped off the table to me. I saw that you did badminton in high school.
Okay, that's in my bio, and honestly, I think it's kind of funny that it's in there, but I put it in there just kind of as like a funny fact about myself. But yeah, like honestly, I just love like sports in general. And so I thought like how funny would it be to do like 4 different varsity sports in high school? Like, cause I did cross country, I did soccer, I did track. And then my junior year of high school, I was like, I don't know, like with my parents, like I play in my backyard sometimes, like we have a net set up, which is kind of funny. And they're like, why don't you just try for the team? And like my favorite teacher was the coach, and he was like, yeah, sure, come out. And like, honestly, like, I mean, I made the varsity team, I guess, but the people on my team are really good. Like they're actually like, they play in tournaments outside, but I felt so weird because I have like this really bad racket. I have like not good equipment, but like I was still there. It was really fun. It was hard though because I was also doing soccer and track season at the same time. So it was just like a lot going on. But I mean, it was fun in the end. It was just kind of like a little like extra thing for me.
just a extra fun little sport to pick up on, I guess.
You know, I just wanted to say that I did 4 varsity sports in high school. So.
Yeah, you know, I was just kind of surprised that it was a varsity sport in general. I don't know. You're from California, right?
Yeah, I'm from San Diego.
Yeah. Is that like a common thing out in California?
No, it's really not. Like it caught my eye because it was new to the school. And like, again, it was one of my teachers, like I knew about it from him. And he was like, yeah, I'm the coach. And was like, okay. And like, actually one other girl that I became friends with, like she was a tennis player. And we're both like, we've never played badminton before, but we're both like kind of athletic. So it was like, okay. Cause I think that like, my technique wasn't as good, but like, because of soccer and stuff, like I was really quick on the court. So like, I just would play really good defense, but like my offense wasn't as good. So yeah.
That's how I am in ping pong. You know, my offense isn't good in ping pong. I just make sure it gets back over the side, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I also noticed you had a long list of hobbies on your paper, on your bio. And one that like really stood out to me too was ceramics. Like what do you make with ceramics? Is that still a passion for you? Like how big is that?
Yes, I think I just like art in general. Like not a lot of people know it. And I guess like a fun fact is like, there's like an AP test, which is like an advanced placement test in high school. And usually people know about it for like the 2D art, but there's like a 3D art one. I got a 5 on it, which is like the highest score you can get. So I guess I was pretty good at it. And yeah, I just took it my, I took ceramics my sophomore year in high school, and I really, really liked it, and because I think I was good at it, and I don't really like doing stuff that I'm not good at right away. So I was like, okay, like I'm pretty good at this, so I'm gonna keep doing it. And my teacher was like, hey, take AP next year. And so I had the same teacher, and she was like so happy for me. And like people like would offer to buy my work too. Sometimes they're like, I'll buy that from you. I'm like, no, I worked too hard on it. Like, I don't want to sell it, you know, but yeah, I really want to do more ceramics now. But like, there's not really any places open, and it's also like a really expensive hobby. So it's not really something I can do, but maybe when soccer's over, maybe I'll have some time to get back on the pottery wheel, you know?
Yeah. I was about to say, you gotta have that spinny thing, right?
Yeah, like, it's a process, honestly. I don't go into detail, but it just takes a long time.
So you don't sell any of it. You keep all of your art to yourself, is what you were saying?
Yeah, like I also do like just like painting and drawing too, but with my ceramics, I either like my parents kind of like guilted me into making stuff for like my family members. They're like, you know, your grandma would really like if you made her something. I'm like, okay, I'll make my grandma like a vase or something. And then for my mom, I actually made her this mug, and it was like, I call it the like jawbreaker mug because it looks kind of like a jawbreaker, you know, it has like this like blue and red and yellow splatter. Mm-hmm. And she uses that mug every single day, and like it's her favorite mug. So, I mean, I'm happy that she uses what I make for her. So yeah.
That's awesome. I love that. Mm-hmm. So I kind of asked this to Sophia last time, and I figure it's just a great question to ask, you know, everybody that comes on. So one, you're an aerospace engineer, right? Is that what you're majoring in? Mm-hmm. You're still doing that right now? I don't know how updated bios are. Awesome. So what is your like ideal dream job? Like, and it doesn't have to necessarily be involving aerospace. It can also just be like your dream, you know?
I guess like in aerospace, I'm more interested in like almost like the design of planes and stuff, or working in the computer science side, because I feel like I'm pretty good at that and it makes sense to me. But I guess if I was like, I guess two things, like one in like aerospace, I'd honestly love to work for like kind of like a big aerospace company, like that's like government funded, because they get to work on like the coolest projects. Like, you know, I love that, honestly. And secondly, I'm not good at photography, but I really wish I was, and I really wish I worked for like National Geographic, or like, you know, and I was like a like photographer, and I got to go travel the world and like photograph animals. Like, that'd be so cool. I love like adventure and I love traveling, so I think that'd be awesome. And I guess one other thing is like, I'm a big skier, so like if I could ski more, I wish I was like a sponsored like Red Bull or GoPro athlete, and I could just go like skiing and like have a great time. Like, that'd be so much fun. So I guess those are like my three like ideal jobs in life.
Yeah. You know, I talked to Sophia about skiing last week, and I know she doesn't get up too much, but have you been able to get any skiing in this year? Or
I have been skiing a lot, but I think my coaches would kill me if I skied anymore this season. So I'm definitely going to stop now that, like, you know, I think that like I'm needed on the team and I don't want to get hurt, but I have been going, and I don't think that they'd be excited to know that. So I will be laying low on the skiing now. But yeah, I'm a big skier. I have a pass. I have actually ski and snowboard. I just bought a new snowboard, but I will not be using that right now because I don't want to get hurt. But yeah, I'm mostly a big skier. So
which pass do you have?
I have an Icon pass.
Okay. Yep. Solid. Where do you like to go the most?
Favorite place is Mammoth. I'm from California, so like, mm-hmm. I've grown up always going there. But in Colorado, my favorite place is Copper that I've been to, just because it's really big. But I also go to Eldora a lot because it's like a 40-minute drive away.
Nice. And I guess just one last tangent off of that last discussion. You said you love traveling, and like on that side with like National Geographic, like where specifically, like, do you want to, is there any place that like you really want to see?
I have this weird fascination with going to like Papua New Guinea or like Borneo. Like, I just think it'd be so cool. Actually, every winter, my family usually goes on a huge vacation. So like, I went to New Zealand, I went to Patagonia, I went to Hawaii, which isn't that crazy. But, and then last year I went not this year, but the year before, I went like cross country skiing in like Yellowstone. So my family's just like into that kind of stuff. But I was trying to tell them like, I want to go to like Papua New Guinea. And they're like, why? I'm like, I don't know why. I think it looks so cool. And then also like, I really want to go skiing in like British Columbia, like BC. So I don't know. I like both the tropical stuff, I think, because I'm from San Diego, but I also really like the mountains. So like, honestly, anywhere, not the desert though, not really.
That's fair. I couldn't vibe with the desert. I've always said if there's one place I couldn't live, it's Arizona.
It's
hot. I don't know. That's just me personally. But yeah, I think overall we got to kind of wrap it up here in terms of our time. Mm-hmm. But I guess I can leave with like one last question, which would be, you know, is there anything that like you're looking forward to for the rest of this this soccer season?
I'm looking forward to, I hope I can continue to play and contribute to the team. And I'm really looking forward to like, you know, continuing our wins. Like, I mean, we've only won 2 games so far, but I really hope that we like continue to get better as a team, which I think we will. And I hope like going into Pac-12 play, we can, you know, put out some good results. So yeah, I'm excited about that.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for coming on to the podcast. It's been a blast.
Thanks for having me.
So that's the second episode of the Kicking It With CU podcast. Again, that was Jade Babcock Chi that joined me today. Looking ahead to this week's game, CU will host Weber State as they try to remain undefeated heading into Pac-12 play. We'll talk about that game next week, and we'll be joined by a new player on the team, and we'll get to know them a little bit better. Once again, thank you all for listening, and I'll see you next week.